Glory to God. How many are thankful today?
Oh, yeah. I know, one for one thing, I'm thankful that God spared my best friend. So she's home and she's resting. She had a heart attack on Friday. So home and resting, and I thank God for the technology that gives the doctors the wisdom to know what to do and how to do it and do it quickly. So good morning. Starting Wednesday, November 13th, which was last Wednesday, parents, please pick up your teen at the youth department after service. Cherie Nicholson is holding a toy drive, along with children's clothes and coats, for all the kids in the flooded areas of North Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia. There's a large container in the foyer to place your items. Please don't wrap anything because they have to be sorted and age-appropriate for the distribution places. Items can also be dropped off at the Honey Pot on Main in Stewart. She is taking these up through the first week of December. If you have any questions, please see Cherie. Next Sunday, December 1st at 6 p.m., our fun Jingle Mingle Christmas meal will be in the Fellowship Hall. The sign-up sheet is on the back table for you to bring all your goodies. This is the last week to sign up. Divas meeting Saturday, December 7th at 10 a.m. at the Fellowship Hall. Breakfast will be served. It's going to be a wonderful time, and we ask that each person bring a wrapped gift of $5, but no more than $10 in value for Secret Santa. Friday, December 20th at 6 to 8 p.m., DeHart Festival of Lights, we are going to be singing Christmas carols. Please see Laura Lee for more information on that. Children's Church Christmas program practice continues every Wednesday and Sunday until the program will be presented on Sunday, December 22nd at 10:30 a.m. It's called The Journey. Parents, please make sure your children are here each night for rehearsals. This is what I'm excited about. Future event, Alive in 25. Ladies, mark your calendars for a live ladies conference Saturday, April 12th, 2025 at Harvest Worship Center. More information will be coming.
Amen. You will stand with me. It's good to see you in God's house. I'm telling you, this coming week is Thanksgiving, and after that, it's just whoosh. Thanksgiving's coming a little later this year, so it's just full speed ahead. Amen. But anyway, expecting some big things for 2025 and also for the remaining of the year. It's not getting by without a big, big celebration, too. Amen? Amen. All right, y'all are quiet, and I don't like that. I need you to laugh or smile or something. Oh, thank you. Thank you. That makes me feel better. Yeah. All right, we're getting ready to praise the Lord, give him some thanksgiving and praise. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to call on your name this morning. Thank you for this praise and worship team. Thank you for this house that we have gathered in to worship you today. Thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice that's gathered in your name, Jesus. And you said where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst. And Lord, I thank you that you're in the midst of so many churches all over this region and all over this world today. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing in Columbia. Thank you, God, for what you're doing here in Patrick County. Thank you, God, for what you're doing in this region. And all the saints said, amen. Amen. Let's worship the Lord.
Who makes the power of sin and darkness? Whose love is mighty and so much stronger? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder? Who leaves us breathless with awe and wonder? The King of glory, that you've done for me. Who brings the holder back into order? Who makes the orphan a son in order? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Who rules the nations with truth and justice? Shines like the sun in all of its brilliance. King of glory. Amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You would lay down your life. That I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for this all is amazing grace. You've done for me.
Yes, Lord. We're thankful, Jesus, for all you've done, Lord. We're thankful, Lord.
Yeah. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain.
Come on.
Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain.
Come on, tell it.
Worthy is the King who conquered the grave.
Let everything
that has breath praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Do it again,
praise
come
the
on.
Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I'll praise you in the valley. Praise when I'm sure. I'll praise when I'm doubting. I'll praise when outnumbered. Swim surrounded. I'll praise cause you reign. I'll praise cause you rose and defeated the grave. I'll praise cause you faithful. Praise cause you true. Praise cause there's nobody greater than you. I'll praise cause you sign. I'll praise cause you reign. I'll praise cause you rose and defeated the grave. I'll praise cause you faithful. Praise cause you true. I'll praise cause there's nobody greater than you. Oh, my soul. Praise the Lord, oh, my soul. Praise the Lord, oh, my soul. Oh, praise the Lord, oh, my soul. Oh, I won't be quiet, my God is alive.
How many are thankful today for his goodness, for his mercy? Say, Lord, I'm just thankful today, Lord. I'm thankful to you, Jesus, that you're my firm foundation, God, that you are my strength, God, that you're my song. Lord, I'm thankful today for your goodness and faithfulness to me, Lord. Christ is my firm foundation. Oh, the rock on which I stand. When everything around me is shaking, I've never been more glad that I put my faith in Jesus. 'Cause he's never let me down. He's faithful through generations. So why would he fail now? He won't. He won't. I've still got joy in chaos. I've got peace that makes no sense. So I won't be going under. I'm not held by my own strength. 'Cause I've built my but he failed now. He won't.
Stories that have proved your faithfulness. I've seen miracles my mind can comprehend. There is beauty in what I can't understand. Jesus, it's you. Jesus, it's you. The wonder-working God, you're the wonder-working God. All the miracles you see, too good to not believe. You're the wonder-working God, and you heal because you love. All the miracles you see. Resurrect a man with my own hands, but just the mention of your name can raise the dead. All the glory to the only one who can. Jesus, it's you. Jesus, it's you.
To good to not believe, you're too wonder-working God.
somebody like you, Lord. God, all my miracles, it's you. We've seen cancer disappear. We've seen broken bodies heal. And don't you tell me he can't do it. Don't you tell me he can't do it. We've seen real life resurrection. We've seen mental health restored. Don't you tell me he can't do it. Don't you tell me he can't do it. We've seen families reunited. We've seen prodigals return. Don't you tell me he can't do it. Don't you tell me he can't do it. We've seen troubled souls delivered. We've seen addicts finally free. Don't you tell me. We've seen broken bodies healed. Don't you tell me he can't do it. Don't you tell me he can't do it. We've seen real life resurrection. We've seen mental health restored. Don't you tell me he can't do it. Don't you tell me he can't do it. We've seen families reunited. We've seen prodigals return. Don't you tell me he can't do it. Don't you tell me he can't do it. We sing well. This morning, let me hear you praise him.
say, Lord, I believe, I believe, I believe, Jesus. Yes, I do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Too good to not believe. See, I believe right now if you're plugged in, somebody's receiving a healing. Somebody's getting a miracle. Somebody's kid is getting touched right now in the name of Jesus. The Holy Ghost is moving. Moving, breaking chains, destroying yokes, lifting burdens. Too good to not believe, Lord. We believe, we believe, we believe. Have your way, have your way. Have your way, have your way. Have your way, have your way. Come walking on those waters, Lord. Get up in our boat. Calm the waves and the winds with just one holy word. Come, almighty Jesus. Come, O risen Lord. Stand in the midst of us that we can praise you more. Come, O Lord of lords. Come, O King of kings. We will lift our hearts and we will sing. We believe, 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 we believe. Oh, we believe, we believe, we believe, we believe, we believe. We believe, we believe, we believe, oh Lord. We believe you came. We believe you died. We believe you rose on the third day. We believe you reign. We believe you rule. We believe, oh Lord, we believe that you are the God of my breakthrough, the God of my miracle, the God that does the impossible. Oh, that's who you are, Lord. Heavy hearts are lifted, burdens rolled away. Cause we're living in this that you call today. Today's my day of miracles. Today's my day of breakthrough. Today's the day of the impossible. The God of breakthrough. Today's the day of my miracle. Today's the day that I break through. Today's the day that you come and do the impossible. Today is the day. Today is the day. Today is my day. Today is my day. That you roll away every stone, every heartache and burden. Lift away this darkness and sin. You take away every work of the enemy. You make me whole again. It's you, Lord. Oh, it's you, Jesus. Today is the day. Today is the day. Today is my day. Today is the day of my breakthrough. Today is the day of my miracle. Today is the day that I receive all the impossible. Jesus. somebody ought to praise him. Worship the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you can, be seated this morning. And I'd like the ushers to come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You ought to take the time this week to give God thanks. Get focused in when that family gets around that table. And, you know, those of you who do, maybe some don't, but take time to give thanks to him. He is worthy. He is worthy. Amen. He does so much for us. Amen. Amen. And so, well, we got the preacher this morning. I figured she's been trying to preach and take over so much, it's just going to turn her loose. I'm going to But she doesn't have my notes. So. No. Maybe I should. No. You want me to preach that for you? Yeah. No.
Get Jeff Pendleton up here to give a testimony.
Come on, Jeff. Look at that. He's ready. This is my testimony. From death to life, God rewrote my story.
I got 5 minutes to tell you how thankful I am. I don't know if it's going to take. First of all, I'm thankful that Zion is a certified nurse's assistant now. I saw a miracle a few weeks ago. I mean, would say, if God would just touch my child, if God would just touch my child. I saw it happen a few weeks ago. Let me get calmed down. I've got to tell you about it. So my son Nicholas, if you don't know him, he's about 44 years old. And he got sick during springtime, back in the spring. Couldn't figure out what was wrong, went to the doctor. He ended up losing 50 pounds. He couldn't work. He got desperate. I said, Nick, come to prayer meeting. on a prayer meeting with me. Let's let God do something. So he finally was able to come. This would have been about 6 weeks ago. So he got in the car, and he was hurting so bad. He really wanted to turn around and go back home. But I'd called the pastors and told them that Nick was coming, so they was ready. And so we got in, you know. We got him up here. Everybody came and prayed for him. And, you know, after we got done, he said, my son said, you know, he'd been really depressed. And he'd been in so much pain, he was thinking, I'm not sure this life is worth living anymore. So after we prayed for him, he told the pastor, he said, I don't know if you noticed or not, Pastor, but I couldn't quit smiling. I couldn't quit smiling. I'm sorry, y'all. So anyway, we got done praying, and he sat there a few minutes. He said to Eddie, I got to go back home, lay down. Hallelujah. So we got back in the car. He said, Daddy, I just feel like I want to laugh. I just feel like I want to laugh. Hallelujah. So we got in there down to American Legion Road, and I'm talking about the dam broke. The dam broke. Hallelujah. He said, he just started raising up his hands. He said, Daddy, God is healing me. God is healing me. He had so much joy. He said, Daddy, turn this car around. I got to go back and tell him. I got to go back and tell him. And so we came in, and he made it right there at those double doors. Now, remember, he'd been really depressed. He made it right there at those double doors, and God put him in the floor. He laid there a few minutes, and he was laughing and crying. And this is what I love. He was able to turn around and look for me, and he said, Daddy, look how pretty it is outside. Oh, God. So the pastor said, Nick, how long has it been since you prayed in the Spirit? And he said, I just got done. I just got done, Pastor. So we went on a few more minutes, and, you know, Nick was laughing. He was crying. He couldn't get up. He told me, he said, I could not get up off the floor. He raised up and looked at me and said, Daddy, God has taken away my tobacco addiction. God has taken away my tobacco addiction. You see, I saw God taking those layers off. God was taking those layers off that the devil had put on him. He was taking those layers off. And he said, you know, there for a few more minutes, you know, and he said, Daddy, I gotta go up to the altar. I got to go up to the altar. So we went up, and he told me he had a vision while he was up at the altar. And he said, Daddy, me and you, we were standing at the altar, and we were praising God. And while we were praising God, Jesus came in. Jesus came in while we was praising God. So, you know, that experience has changed him. He's still dealing with some things, but that experience has changed him. And so if you want to know why I'm thankful, I just told you. So I pray that for everyone. I pray that for everyone in here, that God's going to touch your children in that same manner.
Praise God. Man. Hallelujah. What a powerful testimony. Amen. All right. Well, get ready. Y'all ready? Oh, y'all are ready, aren't you? Okay.
All right. If you will, stand with me. If you have your Bibles, turn to Psalm 69. Psalm 69, starting with verse 30. I want to talk to you about just giving thanks and being thankful today. I think that's appropriate. Amen. I'll give you one little corny joke before I start. You know why I'm thankful for smoke alarms? Do you know why? They let me know when the turkey's done. All right. Okay. So, anybody want to come to my house and eat? Psalm 69, verse 30. Listen to this. I will praise the name of God with a song. It will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that hath horns or hoofs. The humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that seek God. For the Lord hears the poor and despise not his prisoners. Let the heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moves therein. Amen. Father God, we thank you for this word. I ask you, Father, not to let me speak a word too much or a word too little, but help me to bring about what you've dropped into my spirit for this Sunday, God, right before the Thanksgiving season. I thank you for those that have gathered today. I thank you for the wonderful praise and worship. Lord, I felt your presence and I still feel your presence. And I thank you for all that you're doing in this house. And all the saints said, amen, amen. You may be seated. All right, let's do a little history lesson for those that are history buffs. And if you want to correct me after, okay? I know who that was. Most of us know the story of the first Thanksgiving, but most of us only look at the settler version of it, the Jamestown version. We don't think about the Indian version of it. So I wanted to try to bring that viewpoint in this morning, the Indian viewpoint. I'm talking about when God used an Indian named Squanto, and I know his name was also another name, but we call him Squanto, as a special instrument of God's providence. Historical accounts say that Squanto's life varied, but historians mostly believe that around 1608, more than a decade before the pilgrims came into this new world known as America, a group of English traders led by Captain Hunt sailed to what is today Plymouth, Massachusetts. When the trusting Wampanoag, and I probably didn't say that right, Indians came out to trade. That was the tribe that Squanto was part of. Hunt took him prisoner and transported him back to Spain. Now, isn't that sad? And he was in Spain, and he got under the teachings of some monks there who taught him about the way of Jesus and salvation. God had an amazing plan for this Indian named Squanto. Squanto was bought by a well-meaning Spanish monk who treated him well and taught him the Christian faith. Squanto eventually made his way to England and worked at a stable of a man named John Slaney. Slaney sympathized with Squanto's desire to return home. And he promised, he said, I'll put you on the first vessel bound for America. It was 1619, 10 years after Squanto had been kidnapped. That ship was found, and finally a decade, a whole 10 years of exile and heartbreak, Squanto was finally on his way back to America. But when he arrived in Massachusetts, more heartbreak was there for Squanto. His tribe had totally been wiped out due to a plague and sickness. And what must have gone through his mind, I can't even imagine. Why would God allow him to return home just to see this devastation? But he was there for providence. He was there for a reason. Amen. The English families that arrived settled on the land and that was once occupied by Squanto's people. And Squanto went out to meet them, greeting them, and he startled the pilgrims of England. They were like, what's going on? But they were surprised that he became a special instrument used by God. He could speak English, hallelujah, and he could teach them how to plant corn, how to survive, how to hunt, how to fish, and how to take care of sick. Because he knew the ways of the woods. You know, so God had a plan for all that. So the Thanksgiving, when we go back, think about that. Think about how God's providence was on this land when you celebrate this Thursday. Think about how God's providence is on your life. He has a great plan for your life. It's up to us to find it and fulfill it. Amen. But he's laid it out. All right. We talked about Thanksgiving in Psalms, and it is God's will to give thanksgiving. And we did that this morning so beautifully. Y'all were worshiping, and I mean, I just couldn't have been more pleased. You just worshiped and worshiped, and the prophetic song came. It was beautiful indeed that the Father would grace us so much. You know, God says in 2 Peter 3:9, he says, I'm not slack concerning my promise, as some men count slackness, but I will perform and do exactly what you need. And as God answers our prayers, and he does so many times, we need to be thankful and a grateful people. I'm grateful that I live in America. How about you? We could start going down the list and all of us could stay here for hours talking about the things that we're so thankful for. So thankful for. A woman once approached Napoleon to pardon her son. This is a true story. And the emperor replied to the young man after he had committed a certain offense twice. He said, justice demands death, young man. And the mother said, I don't ask for justice. The mother said, I plead for mercy. She said, "Sir, but your son does not deserve mercy," Napoleon said. The mother said, "Sir, if it would not be mercy, it would not be mercy if he deserved it. And mercy is all I ask for." "Well, then," said the emperor, "I will have mercy." And he spared that woman's son. You know, that's just the way it is with God. No, we don't deserve all the blessings we get. We don't deserve all the prayers that are answered. But he does it out of mercy and out of love. And in turn, we, through thanksgiving, are a grateful people. When we lose our thanksgiving, we've lost something very, 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 very dear. We've lost something. We've lost a supernatural realm, I believe. Because when we're thankful, I believe supernatural things can happen. When we're a thankful people. Colossians 3:17 says, "And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving what? Thanks to God the Father through him." Everything through Jesus. Amen. That's a good place to, give a hand clap. Thank you. But that's the primary focus of Thanksgiving. It's our attitude. That's what it's all about. And I hope that we don't just take one day a year to be thankful. Thanksgiving is a lifestyle. It's kind of like someone said, it's thanks living. It's not just Thanksgiving, it's thanks living. We live. So anyway, let's do that. There was a couple of young mischievous boys that waited until their grandpa went to sleep in his easy chair one afternoon. They snuck in the kitchen and they got some Limburger cheese. How many of you knows that stinks really bad? They rubbed it under his mustache, and when he awoke, the grandpa said, "It stinks in here." He walked into the kitchen and said, "This house stinks." And then he went out on the porch and proclaimed, "This whole world stinks." And then sometimes that's just our attitude. We're the ones with the cheese under our nose. Everything stinks because our outlook stinks. Amen? Amen. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." In everything give thanks. Not for everything give thanks. I can't thank God for someone that has cancer. Thank you, God, for putting that on them. Can't do that. But I can praise him in it. That he will see them through. Amen. I can praise him in it that we have the hope of salvation and eternal life. You know, yesterday I was preparing this message and then I get a call that daddy is fallen. I'm like, oh Lord. So here we go. I don't know what I'll walk in, what I'll see. You know, you're thinking all kinds of things. There'll be a bone sticking out. There'll be blood. Everything will be disarray. And so what did I do? I said, God, I'm studying. You said to give thanks in everything. So on down the road, I went in my car praising God. I said, God, I'm not praising you for this, but I'm praising you in this. When I got there, he was fine. And Peggy's the one who fell. She got there and fell, really. So God bless Peggy today. I'm sure she's sore. But anyway, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God. I'm giving you thanks in it, Lord, not because of it, but in it. Because I want to get through this thing as quick as I can. Amen. I give God thanks for allowing me to raise a young man named Austin. I give him thanks in it. I give him thanks that I was a mother. Amen. And a good one. And he had a good dad and a good church family. I give thanks for that. Amen. I give him thanks. The definition of thankfulness, feeling and expressing appreciation for people and things in your life. That's all Thanksgiving is. Feeling and expressing appreciation for people and things in your life. A feeling of being happy, of conscious, because of a benefit that was received. Grateful, I'm satisfied because something good happened or something bad did not happen. So I'm thankful. I'm thankful. The Greek word says it means the quality of showing appreciation or returning kindness. There's no way you can be a stinker and be a thankful person. There's no way you can be a stinker and be a thankful person. You're going to be kind. If you're grateful and you're thankful, you're going to be a kind person because you know where your help comes from. Hallelujah. Give thanks in everything. There was a story that said Satan kept a bunch of seeds ready to be sown into the human heart. And he found that the seeds of discouragement were more numerous than all the others. And he learned that those seeds could be made to grow almost everywhere. He could sow them anywhere. But Satan was questioned. He reluctantly admitted, "But there is one place in which I could never get these seeds to thrive." "And where is that?" asked the man. Satan replied, "It's in the heart of a thankful person." That's how big and important thankfulness is. I'm telling you, there's a supernatural connotation to being thankful. Hey! There's a supernatural connotation to being thankful. Ooh, I'm feeling it. He is. Why does God call us to be thankful? He calls us to be thankful because it's for us. It's for us. It's for us. That's why he calls us to be thankful. He wants us to be thankful because it works good in our beings. Amen. Jesus is our example of thankfulness. When Jesus prayed, he prayed over food. He was thankful for it. We had a donut and orange juice back there. I was thankful for that this morning. And communion. It was good. Anyway, Jesus was thankful because he said, "Father, I'm thankful because you always listen to me." Whew. We can say the same thing. Jesus said, "I'm thankful, Father, because you're allowing me to come to this earth and minister for you. I'm thankful this morning that I'm not sick and in bed, and I'm thankful I'm standing behind a pulpit in Harvest Worship Center delivering the word to you this morning. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for each and every one of you sitting in this house this morning listening. I'm thankful you chose to come to the house of God. I'm thankful for you, church. I was thanking God for each and every name on this praise team this morning. I literally looked at each one as they were worshiping and was thanking God for each one because I'm so thankful for them. And then I look out among you and I thank God for everything. I could write books on all of you of what you mean in my life. I'm thankful for you." Amen. Jesus also began and ended his prayers with thanksgiving and praise. He is our example. How many times do we rush in with our shopping list to the Lord? You know, we need to stop and let's just praise him. Praise him because, "Lord, I thank you that you're going to hear what I'm getting ready to ask you. I just want to take time and say thank you, Father, that you're going to hear these requests. And I will have the petitions that I have desired." Be thankful to recognize that we can't and we didn't do it all. It's all him. We depend on God and we appreciate it. God, I depend on you and I appreciate you answering prayers. Amen. I'm so thankful for this church, and I could go on and on. I'm thankful for the honorariums you've given the guest speakers here, for the way you blessed Perry Stone, for the way you blessed Jensen to do that bomb shelter. I'm thankful for all the missions money we've sent this year, and I'll get a tally on that. It's phenomenal what we've done. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the $5,000 we also sent over to the Larry and Tiz Huck for Israel. I mean, on and on and on. We do it. You do it. You do it. You do it. Jesus does it through you. It's not about any one person. Amen. I'm thankful for this church. I'm thankful that it sits here on this hill on 58 as a light and a beacon in this community. And we have our part to play. No, we're not like this church. We're not like that one. We have a certain part to play. And we're playing it and you're doing it. And keep doing it. Amen. Because we can always just go from glory to glory and get better and better. To have a spirit of excellence on you, prepare yourself, prepare this building, and go for it in Jesus' name. Keep that spirit of excellence. I'm thankful for my church. I'm thankful for my family, as I said earlier. I'm thankful for a husband that is so multi-talented. He can do so much. Amen. And does it well. I don't understand all that. He's gifted. I'm thankful for health today. I'm thankful that I'm not up here wheezing and coughing and laying in a bed or having an infusion going in my arm. I'm thankful for my health. I'm thankful for all the places I've went. I'm thankful for the beach trips I've been able to take. I'm thankful for the mountains I get to see. I'm thankful for the time we went overseas. I'm thankful for that, Lord. I'm thankful for it. Some people never leave hardly their four corners. Don't you understand? They never leave their state. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for all of these opportunities. I'm thankful for the decor in here. I'm thankful for that wreath. I'm thankful for this. I'm thankful for this lantern. I'm thankful for those boots on your feet. I'm thankful for you being my friend. I'm thankful for you, Lisa, for encouraging me with 3 birthday cards. And you're in competition because Cherie sent me 3 birthday cards, too. 3 birthday cards. My God, who does that? That's, I'm thankful. And I'm thankful for all you done. I'm just thankful. Thankful. 3 birthday cards. So I'll just save them for every year coming forward. So y'all won't have to give me one next year. All right. But there's power in Thanksgiving. Hard moments are some of your most important moments. Thanksgiving is a weapon of warfare. Now, if you think every time that I have come into this place that I want to lift my hands, you're wrong. If you think that I have not sometimes had some heartbreaking things before I walked through that door to come up on this stage to praise the Lord, you are wrong. And I can speak for all. Every one of us. Some of us that come through these doors have had some crushing news. But you know what? It's in those hard moments that are some of our most important moments. And God makes us more like Him. He's watching to see, are you going to be thankful? Are you still going to be thankful? Are you still going to be thankful? It's like the song, I'll praise you through the storm. Are you still going to be thankful? Give thanks in everything, not for everything, but in everything. Thanksgiving can move a situation out of the devil's hand into God's hand. That's why I praise Him. I said Thanksgiving can move a situation out of the devil's hand into God's hand. Well, I praised Him and it hasn't worked. Keep praising Him. Don't you quit. Don't quit. How do you know that next praise could be the one? That next prayer could be the one. Don't stop. I'm reminded of a story I heard where a pastor, his wife, they had prayed and prayed and prayed for her parents to get saved. They were really up in age. She said, we've served God, we have pastored, and my parents, I don't think they're ready. I don't know that they've ever accepted Jesus. They were up in their 80s, and she said, you know, Lord, I am absolutely tired after 20 or 30 some years of praying for them, and they still haven't made a commitment. She said, honestly, I'm tired of it. I'm just tired. I'm not going to pray anymore. And God rose in her and said, just pray one more time. And she said she prayed. And she said then she felt in her spirit, get, pack a bag, go to your mom and dad's house, you and your husband, right now. And she did. She went, God went, and she said, look, I have prayed and prayed for you guys. And God has instructed me that you better make a decision today. This is it. Mom and dad, they started crying. They both gave their hearts to the Lord. Okay, true story. Now, what if she had thrown in the towel and said, I'm done. I'm not praying another time. What if? Just one more time. So who knows when that one more praise, just one more praise. The devil can't read your mind. You can come in here and praise the Lord and be happy. He's like, what in the world? Why aren't they crying? Why aren't they sad? Why haven't they left church and never came back? Oh, my. Thanksgiving can move a situation out of the devil's hand into God's hand. All things work together for the good. All things work together for the good. It's all in the attitude. All in the attitude. The absence of thankfulness is self-trust. We think, we'll work it out. We'll take care of it. No, you won't. You need Him. I need Him. Any area that you can't give thanks in, listen to this. Any area that you cannot willfully give thanks in, the devil's going to control it. I better say that again. Any area that you cannot give thanks in, the devil's going to control it. Thank Him in it. Not for it, but thank Him in it. All right, John 6, where it talks about when Jesus gave thanks for the bread and the fish. He gave thanks. He set us an example that little boy that had the little lunch, what did Jesus do? Right in front of everybody, he said, I'm going to bless this bread. I'm going to bless this bread, and it's going to be more than enough. And then you're going to see, because I was thankful, God's going to show you that I'm going to have leftovers. That's what he did. Oh, but listen to this. This is good. This is good. Listen. There was another time Jesus gave thanks over bread. It was when he was doing his Last Supper. And he gave thanks over bread then, knowing good and well there set a Judas that was going to betray him. What did he do? He still broke bread and gave thanks. And fed him. Fed his enemy. What was he doing? Praising in the storm. Giving thanks in, not for. Isn't that good? Remember that. Thanksgiving decontaminates you. It causes everything in your life to become usable. Every trial can become usable. Every rough circumstance can become usable if we're a thankful people. Romans 8:28, what does it say? Anybody know it by heart? Romans 8:28. Come on. You're right. That's it. That's it. Teacher, thank you. That's for all things work together for the good. To those who are called, love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, all things will work together for the good. Doesn't that become clearer now? Thankfulness keeps us conscious of God. Thankfulness will deliver us from unforgiveness and disappointment. Thanksgiving sanctifies your life. Whew. In the Old Testament, Nehemiah appointed Thanksgiving choirs. Did you hear me? Nehemiah appointed people. You were appointed. This was your assignment. You are to stand there and give thanks. Whoa! You are to stand there and give thanks. Nehemiah didn't say, I want you to do it, choir, when you feel it. I want you to do it, choir, when everything's going right. He said, no, you're required to stand there and give thanks. That was their job. Plow through, push through. That's what it's requiring, amen? I cannot live in response to what the devil's done. Because if I did, you wouldn't like me very much. I would be a very sour, bitter person. I can't live in response to what the devil's done. I've got to live in what God can do. Amen. I got to be intentional about this thing. Supernatural power of thanksgiving. God is waiting for your thanksgiving so he can perfect the places and the purposes and the plans he has for your life. That's all he's doing. He's just waiting for you to be thankful. Be thankful. God, I don't understand, but I'm thankful. I don't understand why this is happening, but I am thankful for the times I've had, what you've done. When we intentionally give God time, something, or give him praise, something happens. Something takes place supernaturally. Thanksgiving is a lifestyle of genuine appreciation of all the acts of God in one's life. That's a simple definition of it. Look at all he's done. It's continual appreciation. You will continue to thank the Lord. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you. It's God's will. When the lepers came in Luke 17, let me read that right quick. When the lepers came in Luke 17, listen to this. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers which stood far off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell on his knees, on his face, and at his feet giving thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And what happened? Thy faith hath made thee whole. Whoa. So when Jesus said, be clean, when he said, be clean, they were cleansed. I mean, the oozing stopped. The blood probably dried up. The sores began to come off. But, you know, they could have still been without fingers. But they were cleansed. But now because that one decided to come back, who was an enemy, the Samaritans and Jews had nothing to do with each other. Took a lot for him even to come back. He came back with a loud voice praising, and what happened? Jesus said, you're made whole. You're not only healed, and it's stopping today, but you're made whole. I'm putting back the fingers. I'm putting back the toes. I'm putting back the foot. All because of what? Thankfulness. That's all. All because one came back. Thankfulness. Be made whole. Jesus expected them to come back. He really expected more than just one to come back. Where are the other nine? Jesus said, my first touch cleansed you. But when you were appreciative and when you came back, my second touch made you whole. Hallelujah to God. I said, my first touch cleansed you. But when you were appreciative of not going to hell, of not facing things, then I made you whole. I'm telling you, supernatural is tied to Thanksgiving. He sealed the deal because he came back. Malachi, let me read that right quick. Malachi 2. Listen to this. Now, we're talking on blessings and cursings on Wednesday night. You've been teaching on that. And I thought, oh, this ties in beautifully. Listen. And now, all you priests, this commandment is for you. If ye will not hear, and if ye will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already because you did not lay it to heart. Now, all truth being parallel, I understand that's old covenant, but listen, the heart of God, the heart of God. Because you did not take it to heart. You did not appreciate all the things I've already done. Then I can begin to start removing my hand. You didn't show appreciation. God, help us. Amen. Help us. Paul and Silas, when they were in jail singing praises, they were giving thanks even when their backs were bloody and bruised and open. They gave thanks and praised God. And what happened? They were grateful. They were thankful. And what happened? Supernatural manifestation. They were released. There's something about being grateful. There's something about being thankful to God. It's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord, Psalm says. A good thing. A good thing. It's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. I mean a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. It's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. It's a good, good, good thing to give thanks to the Lord. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. We all experience negative emotions. We all go through it. We're human. The battlefield in the mind, we all get it. We all deal with it. But there is a way to navigate through all that. You can negate those emotions by giving praise to God. That's one way out. Thanksgiving can transform you. Amen. It's an antidote to anxiety. Don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. You've heard it so many times. Then you will experience God's peace. Thankfulness makes me rely on God, makes me rely on a God who has never let me down. Never. 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 Never let me down. Job chose to give thanks to God. He never cursed him. He chose the power of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is our catalyst for joy. You want to smile? Be thankful. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. When you come here, enter those doors with thanksgiving. And then you'll find yourself being in his courts with praise. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. And then you'll find yourself in his courts with praise. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And don't compare yourself to others. That's very unwise, Scripture says. Do not do it. It'll zap you. It'll zap you. It'll zap you. You'll be an ungrateful person if you compare with others. Do not do it. Do not do it. Don't do it. It's unwise. Amen. Be grateful. Be thankful. Laura Lee, come up here. Tell us why you're thankful.
She's living dangerously. She's giving me a microphone. No, I am so thankful. I'm so thankful that God loved me enough and loves me enough to put up with me. Right, man? And I'm thankful. There's a song that Barry sings called Thank You, Jesus, for the Blood Applied. Y'all, we need to wake up every morning saying that. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. You have saved my life. And I thank you, like Pastor's been teaching on Wednesday nights, that I am redeemed from the curse of the law because of what Jesus did on the cross. And I'm thankful that I'm redeemed from the curse of sickness and disease and from all the other curses. Y'all need to come Wednesday night. It's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome. I'm so thankful that I have a boring testimony. I do. I grew up in a loving family with both of my parents who loved the Lord, and I grew up with a whole slew of brothers and sisters, and we lived in a tiny little house. We were stacked like cordwood, but that taught a lot of lessons, and we're still close to this day. That's a blessing. I'm very thankful for that. And I'm thankful for my church family. Oh, my gosh, you guys are awesome. And I'm thankful for my section back here. Yay! When we were first assigned that section as care pastors, it was the Sahara Desert, y'all, and nothing, crickets. And what they said to do was you pray people in. That's the result. Praise God. I'm thankful for y'all. Awesome. And you know what? We're not done yet. Those husbands, the rest of those families are coming in the name of Jesus. Well, I'm thankful for my family. I could go on and on and on, but I've only been given 5 minutes. I'm thankful for my husband, who has been my best friend, my soulmate since I was 15 years old. And that's pretty awesome. And we have two amazing sons. Oh, my gosh, they're amazing. And that they're all going to be together with us on Wednesday. And my youngest son, who I haven't seen since September, I'll be able to kiss his fuzzy face on Wednesday. Praise God. And they have beautiful wives, oh, that love the Lord. They're both in church. They're both mighty men of God. And that is such a blessing. That is a blessing. And I am thankful for it. And sometimes I almost feel guilty that I've been so blessed. Do y'all ever feel like that? Do you ever feel like that? And I'm thankful for my grandchildren. Wow. There's nothing like them. And all you grannies and papas know exactly what I mean. There's just nothing like them. They are just wonderful. And that we'll all be together. And that on Thursday, we'll have 60 people in my house. And I am thankful for that. I really am. It's crazy. But I have joy in chaos and a peace that makes no sense. So praise God. But I'm also, I keep thinking about what Mary Kay taught us many, many years ago. You put God first, you put your family second, and everything else is third. And so that's kind of how I'm going in this list. Y'all, I'm thankful for my job. And it's really not a job. It's more of a mission that I get to work with these kids, with kids that are that need tutoring. And I get to bring them into my house and teach them not only about math and about reading, but that the Lord loves them and that Jesus is with them all the time. And that is such a blessing. That is such a blessing. I'm so thankful that I have friends that love the Lord. You know, people talking about Friends Sunday, you're like, all my friends are here. You know, They are. Praise God for that. But that we can study together. We have that Havram, what the Jewish students had, that we can bounce off of each other and iron sharpen iron. And I'm so thankful. And I have that with my husband, too. He sharpens me a lot. So I'm just overcome. And I woke up this morning singing Count Your Blessings, name them one by one. And y'all, that's how we should all wake up every morning, thanking God for all we have. And that spirit of thanksgiving, it's a gift. We're thankful. I'm just thankful to live in America and to live in Patrick County, Virginia, and to have raised my sons in this area, because it is a very special area. It is. It really is. So I can't. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. And just one more testimony, Cherie, if you'll come. I know she's dealing with something that was sad last night, but she's here giving thanks to God, and I know, amen. And right after this, Jennifer, if you'll get on the piano, we're ready to.
I would just like to thank the Lord, first of all, for saving me and for loving me, although I fail every day in some way. He's there to pick me up and forgive me. I thank him for leading me to this church. I've been in several churches and just couldn't learn. When you sit on the front pew of a church and you're sitting there and you're doing this and everybody behind you is watching your head nod, it's kind of embarrassing after a while. But it has been such a blessing to be a part of this church and to be a member of this church and to have the family that Christ gave me in each and every one of you. Has been such, you'll never know what a blessing you people are to me. And the friendships that I've made here mean so much to me. Pastor Deborah, the two of you will never know what you mean to me and what I have learned under the two of you. It's amazing, and I thank you both. And last night I found out a little member of our family we've had for 17 years. He's got 10 to 14 days to live. He's been my baby. He kind of took the place of the kids when they left home. And it's going to be hard. But you know what? God will get me through it. But the main thing, I thank him for giving me that 17 years with him.
That's precious. I know. Amen. Amen. You know, little animals, I believe God gives them. I'm thankful for my animals, all I've ever had. And they get so close in your home. I mean, they really do. That, I know that was touching, hard for her to do, but I thank you for doing it. Anyway, I thank you for Jeff's testimony, for Laura Lee's, for Cherie's. Each one had a different spin on it, didn't they? If you will, stand with me. Let's just be thankful. Can we just lift our hands and be thankful this morning? Just lift your hands to him. Say, Father, I want to thank you for everything you've done today. Thank you for giving me this day. Thank you for being able to hear the word this morning, to being able to worship you in this wonderful praise and worship. I thank you, God, for everything, for the fullness of your love, for everything you've given to us, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, God, thank you so much. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If there be one here that needs a special prayer, we've got people ready and willing to pray for you at the altar. If you need healing this morning, please come down. Get hands laid on you so that you can go out the door rejoicing and being thankful that God healed you. And if there's someone that doesn't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, I can't think of a better time Thanksgiving than to come and give your life to him. And you can be thankful from now until eternity for what he's done for you. These altar workers are here. If anyone needs prayer in any way, they're ready, we're willing, and we're able through Jesus Christ to pray for you. Thank you so much for your attentiveness this morning. Thank you for listening. I pray you'll have the best Thanksgiving ever. And Pastor, if you'll come down and continue the altar call. I am so thankful.